From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. makes a two-pronged effort in Syria. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says talks in Vienna on Syria's future are the most promising opportunity in years for reaching a political solution to the civil war there.
The challenge that we face in Syria today is nothing less than to chart a course out of hell.
Kerry told the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace the U.S. is engaging in both the diplomatic and military efforts to reach a solution. The United States says it has no intention to pursue long-term, large-scale ground combat operations against the Islamic State group. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says a change of strategy includes more airstrikes and possible ground assaults. The White House press secretary backed up Carter's statement, saying the United States retains the ability to conduct limited operations in Syria. Election officials say Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has won a second 5-year term in office. The country's election commission says Ouattara took 83.66% of the vote in Sunday's election. Wednesday was a banner day for the U.S. House of Representatives. Of the majority Republican Party avoided an internal squabble and picked Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan to be the chamber's new speaker. A vote by the whole House comes later. And after several years of lurching from one fiscal crisis to the next, the House passed a bipartisan $80 billion budget agreement that will avert any fiscal or budget showdowns until 2017. The bill raises the debt ceiling until March 2017 and increases across-the-board spending caps on both domestic and military spending for the next 2 years. This is VOA News.